And in this, I'm going to comment on the verdict in the MH17 case. So this is about the Malaysia Airlines jet that was flying from Amsterdam Schiphol Airport to Kuala Lumpur and was shot down over Ukraine in July 2014, killing all 298 people on board. They were Malaysians, Dutch, Australians, and some other nationalities. So there were four suspects were identified in this case of mass murder. There were three Russian nationals and one Ukrainian who was betraying his own country and fighting for Russia. Anyway, so they were all tried in absentia. They were asked to come to the Netherlands to stand trial. They refused to do so. Now, the Netherlands justice system, so far as I know, is virtually flawless. I mean, if there be some wrongful convictions in the Netherlands of recent years, I'd like to hear about them. I've never heard of any. Now, no system is absolutely perfect. Of course, there's a scope for human error in any system. But the Netherlands is renowned for being a very humane country, which hasn't executed anybody for decades. Whereas Russia obviously unofficially executes huge people, has carried out atrocities on a large scale repeatedly in Ukraine this year alone. It has a notoriously unjust legal system, known for its rapacity, its constant political interference. It's a grossly unjust and inequitable system where the acquittal rate is under 1% with very harsh sentences, like 15 years in prison for a peaceful protest, 15 years in prison for telling the truth, calling this war a war, and so on, using torture on an absolutely industrial scale. A total impunity for the security services for their crimes against their own citizens. So one of the Russian men, he did have defense lawyers there. They wasn't there himself, and he was acquitted. So the other three have been found guilty. However, it's improbable that any of them will spend any time in prison. They'll stay in Russia. Russia does not extradite its own citizens. And this Ukrainian chap, maybe he's been given Russian citizenship. Obviously, there are many people of mixed ethnicity in East Ukraine. And some ethnically Ukrainian might regard themselves as Russian. I mean, they would regard themselves as that if they want. They could gain Russian citizenship. They could move to Russia if they wanted to. But I just insist that Ukrainian sovereign territory not be robbed by a tyrannical regime. Anyway, so it was early in this conflict, 2014, when this plane was shot down. Remember that the conflict erupted that February, and it was quite low level in East Ukraine. But just beforehand, the pro-Russian militias, should I call them terrorists, as they're fighting illegally for a tyranny against a democracy, they shot down two Ukrainian military aircraft. They thought they were on the roll. The next day, they detected an airplane high up in the sky. They shot it down without identifying whether it's friend, foe, or in this case, neutral. But it was a typical Russian gross incompetence to mistake a passenger jet with a prescribed flight path for a military plane, and plus at the altitude it was flying at. And they were boasting on it about it immediately on social media. Yeah, we shot it down with this book missile and so on. Now, the panel of judges in the Netherlands, they found that the plane was shot down on purpose. However, they'd misidentified it and assumed it was a Ukrainian military aircraft. So it was at 13:20 Greenwich Mean Time that day when it was shot down, that 17th of July 2014 area near the Krasny Luch village and so on. Anyway, so Russia's denied and denied, denied, no matter how absolutely irrefragable the evidence, as always. So they will deny it ad nauseam, just like these new torture chambers they've been found in Kherson. And there'll be international investigators from the United Nations, the Red Cross, Amnesty International, any human rights organization you can care to mention. And again, even if there's a mountain of the most indisputable evidence by experts of the most unimpeachable and unblemished reputation, nevertheless, the Moscow lie machine will lie and lie and lie without end, shamelessly, unblushingly, tell the most flagrant, stinking lies. Anyway, that's obviously more bad news for Russia, but these men will probably not face justice. So what's the next thing about that? And the war continues. And why wouldn't we believe that Russia would do this? I think it was a cock-up rather than conspiracy in this case. Is it murder if it was an honest mistake? Good question. But they were fighting illegally. If Russia had declared war on Ukraine, that would be different than fighting legally. An unjust war, but they would at least have declared war. And so then mistakes are always made in war. The fog of war, there's this fluid situation that's just so fast moving. Things are constantly in flux. Who's where? A lot of emotions are running high. People lose their temper. Everything's fraying like that. And there's too much information coming at once. Confused, contradictory reports. There's smoke and things like that. Poor visibility, loud noises. People are disoriented. So necessarily, they get it wrong sometimes and accidentally shoot their own side and indeed neutrals. And all right, to some extent, that is a case of that. Nobody believes that the Ruskies willfully shot down a neutral airliner. That didn't advance their case at all. But there's no reason why the Ukrainians would shoot down any aircraft, since there were no enemy aircraft flying over Ukraine, only Ukrainian military aircraft. So they're not suicidal. They wouldn't be shooting down their own planes like this. And Russia's proven yet again its eagerness to target civilians, committing war crimes again today by purposefully destroying civilian infrastructure, a gas plant to try and kill civilians by freezing them to death. So remember, like in the Second World War, when civilians were deliberately killed through exposure, that was regarded as a war crime, and most certainly knowing they're going to die and intending them to die, and they die as a result, yeah, that is murder. It just as if you'd shot them or chopped their heads off or something like that. So the war continues apace, and there's little sign of it ending. And there were all those 100 missiles fired the other day at Ukraine to destroy civilian infrastructure, just as President Zelensky had forwarded a 10-point peace plan, which Russia announces as inadequate. And then Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, told yet another blatant lie, claiming that the Ukrainians had absolutely refused to negotiate when they just offered to negotiate, but they'd adumbrated some of the preconditions. So Russia's illegal war of aggression continues. In a way, I don't like saying Russia because I don't want to blame all Russians or even most Russians. And then they're good people will be hoodwinked by propaganda because there's full spectrum propaganda. That's very difficult not to be brainwashed when you're incessantly force-fed a diet of this hyper-aggressive, chauvinistic nonsense of an incessant diet of lies. And so the declaration of this by most Russians is unsurprising. Even those with really sharpened critical faculties could easily fall prey to this. They've been hoodwinked by Putin's propaganda machine, which is relentlessly pumped out on state TV channels, radio stations, newspapers, the internet, in school and things like that. Ideological conformity forced everywhere. Right, so thank you so much for watching my channel. Please subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. Goodbye.